How about holidays during the Depression? Did you still celebrate your holidays in the same way?
Oh, sure. My mom always made sure that we had a Christmas tree and surprises under the tree.
Did you have certain traditions?
Well, I suppose we had our Christmas dinner on Christmas Eve, and then we opened our packages after the dinner. If that's a tradition, it was to us.
So how long did you hold your job as a telephone operator? When did you, you started that as a teenager, or were you already a young adult at that time?
I was a young adult. I can't say anymore, guessing.
How did you deal with the responsibility of having a first job? Did you think you were pretty dependable? And
I thought I was pretty classy.
Did you take it seriously, too?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Sure you did.
What did you want to do when you grew up? Did you have dreams of becoming something in particular?
Getting married.
Getting married?
No, not really. Something would fall in place, and it happened to be marriage.
Did you keep your job when you got married?
No.
No. Was that not expected at the time?
Well, you're going to go where your husband goes.
Right.
When he's in the service. Okay.
You get to see a lot of the world, too, right?
Definitely.
A lot of experience, huh?
Yeah.
Where are some of the places you've lived?
Well, we started out in Chicago.
You went back to Kansas. Did you go back to the place you grew up, or did you go
No, Fort Leavenworth.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'm familiar with that.
And then to Germany, and then back, and to Saudi Arabia, my husband was in Saudi Arabia by himself, Tehran, Iran. Oh. We were there 2 years. And it was Missouri, 11th Corps, and to Fort McClellan. Yeah.
When do you think your political interest began? When did you start getting involved with politics and discussing it and stuff?
Well, I've never gotten real involved, as the word involved goes. I have been aware, and I have participated as a citizen, but I haven't let it overcome me or overwhelm me.
But you started to vote as soon as you could, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's good. Did you feel as a woman that you were ever discriminated against? How about like that job you told me about? Did you ever feel like in that job being a woman?
No, I think at that time we felt it was kind of an honor to be working there.
Right.
We were doing something patriotic for the country.
Right. Did you realize at that time, too, that you'd probably be giving up your job when soldiers came back?
Oh, yes.
Right.
Oh, yes.
How'd you feel about that? That didn't bother you at all?
Not a bit.
Were there any inventions during your lifetime that interested you? Anything that got invented that just made your life so much easier?
Oh, well, I don't know how much easier it made my life, but television.
Right.
Because we were in Germany, and we come back, and as we landed, and I guess we went a couple of days, and then we motored on to Illinois, and we noticed all of these antennas on the roofs of the houses, and it was the TVs. What are those?
You didn't realize when you saw.
Didn't realize.
That's
no.
Right.
Right.
So it was exciting too then.
Yes.
Did you find yourself watching TV a lot?
Not a lot.
No.
I still don't watch it a lot.
Right. What type of shows do you remember watching though?
Well, I'll have to think what the shows were on. Jack Benny, probably. J-E-L-L-O. Jack Benny. Who are some that were in that era? I can't say.
Did you have a favorite show that you always tuned into?
I think that was the Sunday night program his. Mm-hmm. We always watched that.
Always watched it.
Yeah.
Did you ever attend college?
No, I didn't.
No. Did you ever want to attend college?
I remember the Depression.
So financially?
Financially, I could not.
Right.
And I don't hold that against my parents.
Right.
They did the best they could. And I'll defend them every time because of
like
that.
You said. Mm-hmm. Did you think other people were going to college? Did you see other people doing that? Or was that a time?
Not that many, no.
No. No. What were, during the time you were growing up, what were the women's style of clothing like? What were some of the hot trends? And
well, if you think back or have your mother or grandmother think back to the Charleston days.
Right.
When they had the short skirts with the fringe on them. The short haircuts with the long bangs and cut real short, mm-hmm. and wore big long. It goes around, comes around.
That's right. I think I have some of those skirts in my closet.
Hang on to them.
Was there certain things that were acceptable or expected of women? Could you wear those clothes and not have any controversy or?
You wouldn't wear them daily.
Right.
But occasionally you could.
What was society's idea of a proper woman during that? Were you meant to stay at home and care for a family, or?
That was part of it, but you enjoyed being with people, being refined, which I think is a big asset to anyone, mm-hmm. and. Getting along with people.
When did you have children? When did you start your family?
John was born in 1947.
Did you have a certain way you decided you were going to raise your child, and did you stick to that idea?
Raise your children naturally.
Right. Was religion a big part of the?
Not a big part, it was a part.
A part.
Mm-hmm. Part. I was a room mother for all the boys when they were in the different classes. And fifth grade, and that was when we were in D.C., when my husband was at the Pentagon. And I was room mother for fifth grade, and then the previous year I had been for the fourth grade, mm-hmm. and the fourth grade teacher come to me and she said, this is terrible for me to ask you this, but I can't find a mother. They're all working. Would you be a room mother for my class even though you don't have a child in the class? Mm-hmm. I did. Mm. So I have no regrets. I did everything mm-hmm. I could for our boys and for others' boys.
Right. You were a mother to a lot of different people.
Right.
As you got older, did you ever feel like women had it better than when you were a child, or they had more opportunities or anything?
Well, that's only the changing times that makes that happen. Mm-hmm. Times are all together different.
Mm-hmm.
So,
completely. Did you know any women that were strongly in favor of women's rights?
Not at that time. We had all the rights that we wanted. I mean, we didn't force like they are now, mm-hmm. and that brings on their rights more. No.
How about any role models? Do you have any women that you looked up to and wanted to be like? Or?
Probably not an aunt.
What was it about her that?
Well, she just was a classy lady.
Yeah. What was her name?
Audrey.
Audrey.
Uh-huh. And she liked to wear the flapper clothes.
Really? All that music, the jazz music
and the
everything.
Long beads and the...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That must be neat.
Yeah. I looked up to her a lot. She's still living. She's 90, 92.
Wow. That's great. She still has some of those clothes tucked away somewhere.
She might. She might. She lives in Florida. We saw her this spring. I hope I opened the wrong one, or the right one, I mean. Crust? No.
What were the roles in your marriage? Was one person the breadwinner and the homemaker and the decision maker, or were the roles intertwined?
Well, my husband was the breadwinner. I was the homemaker. And when he went into the service and overseas, I was all of it.
Yeah.
And I handled it pretty well.
What were you doing for work then when your husband was overseas?
What was I doing for work?
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the beginning I was a telephone operator.
Right.
And then when the boys came along, I was a mother.
Mm. That's a lot of work right there.
Right.
How about in your life? How did religion play a role in your life? Did you have a strong religious belief?
My grandmother did, and I think she influenced me.
Was that Protestant?
Mm-hmm.
Your grandmother was Protestant,
mm-hmm.
too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, do you feel like you had an open mind about religion, or were you taught mainly what she was...
Taught mainly what she wanted me to grow up to be.
After the turmoil of the Depression years, the world plunged into the crisis of World War II. And on September 1st, 1939, the German armies invaded Poland. Did it seem too far away to be important, or were you very aware of what was going on?
Oh, we were very aware.
Yeah.
Very aware. Because your all of your family was affected in one way or another.
Right.
You didn't know if your immediate family would be affected.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you feel like it would be resolved peacefully since, you know, we had already been through World War I and you had thought we had learned our lesson? Did you think it would be resolved peacefully?
Not really.
No. Do you remember what you were doing when you heard the news that Japanese had bombed Pearl Harbor?
Exactly.
Or where you were?
We were on the farm. It was, we had relatives there. And we were talking about Christmas and clothes we were going to wear for Christmas. And we heard this on the radio.
What was your gut feeling when you heard it?
Couldn't believe it.
Couldn't
believe it.
And then the U.S. entered the war just after the bombing. What did you believe the U.S. was fighting for and against? Did you have a clear idea in your mind what was going on? Or?
Yes, you had a clear idea. We were going to defend our freedom.
Mm-hmm.
That was it.
What did you think about FDR's leadership abilities? Were you pretty confident?
Yes. Yes.
And when Roosevelt died and Harry Truman became president, What was your reaction to that news? That would have been in
1945. Well, I mean, with the tragedy, the whole thing, you were just kind of sympathetic, I think, to Herbert Hoover,
mm-hmm.
as to how he would manage and run things.